to talk. So today, well, we consider factors from schemes, representative schemes, to spectra. And so for me, that's schemes. In this talk, we mean scheme with an ampere family of line models. For instance, smooth schemes, smooth separated schemes, or quasi-projective. If you drop this assumption, then the I guess homologous algebra gets a little bit more complicated. But. So the functors I want to consider are the following. K theory. So I'm going to say K is going to be just the minus one connected K theory. What to consider so this is a spectrum. So GW will denote this is Gordon-Leavitt theory spectrum. And which is another word for that is Hermitian K theory. So at least in the then I'm going to consider another spectrum, which I denote W, which is going to be the it's going to be Wronitzky's L. That's how it is. L theory spectrum. And eventually I will consider homotopy orbit spaces on the an involution or V2 action on K theory points of an action of V2 on K theory. So here, so K theory, at least when it's defined, then K of a ring, it's just the usual thing, which is homotopy equivalent, not canonically, to BTL A class. So the Gordon-Leavitt or Hermitian K theory spectrum has S, I guess, A, GW of A in the affine case, and in case 1/2 is invertible in our ring, this is the usual Gordon-Leavitt group of A across BO of A, where A is the infinite orthogonal group of A, and then you take apply Quinn's first construction. So I won't say anything about the about Wronitzky's L group, except for that the homotopy group of that was, let's say, scheme X is the same as, well, if you assume that two is invertible in the ring of regular functions on X, that's the same as Paul Balmer's big groups. Okay, and here the action of V2 on K is going to be justified by taking a vector bundle and sending it to its dual. Okay. So I'll say a little bit more about the definition later, because the K theory is sort of classical, I guess people are less familiar with Gordon-Leavitt theory spectrum, especially when our scheme is not affine, so we'll say something about that. And then I will get to the relationship between all these theories. Yes, this is, okay, so this has periodicity, because Pi plus 4 L is the same as Pi L. No, the spectrum is in Ranitsky. I mean, he doesn't talk about schemes, but no, he doesn't speak about exact Kettys, but he talks about Kettys of chain complexes, some what he calls chain duality. No. Well, just in general, for an additive category, where an additive category together with a set of weak equivalences, and that's all you need here. Yeah, so we can. Okay, sure. So all I'm going to say today is more or less known in the case of affine schemes when two is invertible. And so I want to explain how to generalize the results to the non affine case and some of the results even when two is not invertible. Okay. So, first, we call the definition of the K-theory spectrum, minus one connected one. So, the input is some exact category together with a set of morphisms called weak equivalences, satisfying some axioms. And then, so of course, the example to keep in mind is just C being the category of bounded chain complexes of vector bundles on a scheme X, and the weak equivalences being the quasi-isomorphisms. And then Waldhausen defines the zero space of an omega spectrum as follows. So you take, well, you construct certain simplicial exact category so Sn is the exact category of filtered objects, so we have x1, x2, and so on, in xn, together with choices of sub-bosons. Okay. So this gives us some simplicial category. And so I will denote with standard notation WC to be the subcategory of weak equivalences. So morphisms are just the weak equivalences in C. And so weak equivalence here is something which is a weak equivalence at each entry XI. And so so that makes sense. And so this is a simpler exact category. You can take the topological realization loop space, and this gives a definition of the KT of, let's say, an exact category together with the weak equivalences, and the KT of X is just the KT of the example I've written down up there, bound chain complexes of vector bundles on X together with the weak equivalences which are quasi-isomorphisms. Okay. So now, what's the analog? For the Gordon-Liquid theory or Hermitian K theory. So what is so first I need to introduce more notation. So let's say a Okay, let me say what the input is first. Input. We take an exact category with weighted equivalences as before. And we give ourselves a duality functor, exact functor, such that, and together we give ourselves a natural weak equivalence from the identity functor to the double dual. Such that certain formula holds x so this is the input, and to keep in mind, let's keep in mind the following example. So C and W are just again called chain complex vector bundles on X, and the duality now, so we can prove as to what is missing. Now duality here, we have lots of them, and we take as a duality she form into OX shifted n times. Okay, so that's the example to keep in mind. So now I need some more notation, which is as follows. So let us give myself some category with duality. I guess I need that one too. As above, I'm going to associate a new category to it, CH. This is a category. I have to tell you what the objects are. Objects are symmetric forms in C. So these are maps from X to it dual, such that phi star sigma is the same as phi, and maps in this category are, so a map is a map in our category C, such that the form on Y puts back to the form on X, which you can write as F star PF is V. So, and then composition is just composition of the F. So this gives a new category. And so there's an obvious functor to the category C itself, which just forgets the form. Okay. So this is the first piece of notation I need. Then I need another one. The second piece of notation I need is the following. So if X, or let's say N, is any simplicial object in whatever category, then divided by NE, the edgewise subdivision of N. So what is it? Well, in degree n is just n, 2n plus 1. And if you want to understand it, well, what's the simplicial structure here, you just think of it as, you evaluate that. So n is, stands for the order set 0 up to n. So this is just n concatenated with n, where m concatenated with n means just you stick them next to each other and declare that these are smaller than those. So 0, 1 times. Okay, and so if you have both here, so you have the simplicial identities in both here and here, and so it gives a simplicial structure on the edgewise subdivision. And so you always have a map from canonical inclusion here, and that induces a map from the edgewise subdivision to N itself. Okay. So now, I guess, can write down the definition, and then I make some comments. Okay, so given, so now we give ourselves an exact category together with weak quantums, the duality, and some W identification sigma as before. Then we define some space, and so we have the third construction from before, and this is so a degree n, so some toy enough so that if I apply my duality here, that then uses the duality here, but it will not be compatible with this simplicial structure because the, but okay, so, yeah. But if you take the edge by subdivision, then it will be compatible with the simplicial structure because it will just exchange like 0 prime with n and 1 prime with n minus 1 or something like that. So this one is a simplicial exactly with duality and weak quantums, and so we can form. So this is yet now some simplicial category with duality. You can take the associated Hermitian category as defined over there. So that's some simplicial category. I have forget for functor where I just forget that I take forms, so it goes into omega the HY subdivision of C, and then as I explained there, we can always go to the forget about the HY subdivision, so you get a canonical map into the space that defines K3, and so we take the derivations, and so the actually just the minus one connected cover of the Gaussian degree spectrum is going to be the fiber of this map. So what C is just abbreviation of all these data. So we have a canonical map here. So indeed, of course, you always have a map from the degree zero part into this thing here, and the degree zero part is nothing else than the category of duality where you have the weak equivalences as morphisms and the associated Hermitian category, and here in degree zero, as not C is just a point, so this means that the degree zero part here is sent to zero, and we have a canonical map here. Okay? And so it's not hard to show the following lemma. So I just stated for let's say a scheme. So the map alpha just defined induces an isomorphism of between the Gaussian Witt group, the ordinary Gaussian Witt group of the scheme X to pi naught of whatever defined there X. Okay. So that helps even when two is not divisible. So here on the left hand side, what I mean is the usual Gaussian Witt group of non-degenerate symmetric binary forms on vector binary on X. We look at symmetric binary forms, not quadratic forms. So Max Kruby gave a series of lectures where he talked about split quadratic forms. So that's what I'm, when two is not invertible, that's not what Max was talking about. So the actual Gaussian degree three spectrum has some negative K theory, so there's some negative groups sitting in there. And so if two is invertible, then I can construct a canonical non-connective looping. Dw of C of the space I've introduced there, which has the property that actually, how about we go from pi naught up to higher, is of course the same as that one, and A negative degree is going to be just bottom of fit groups in degree minus n of C, where n is smaller than 0. Okay. So I'm going to introduce more notation. So in order to state the main theorems, I need to formulate a property of the kind of categories I'm looking at for which I can prove some things. And that's what the notion of conceptual achieves. So I'm going to abbreviate bounded chain complexes of Z just as meaning bounded chain complexes of finitely generated free Z modules. Okay? So what is a symmetric module category? And it's actually it's a closed category. We have internal homes and the duality into the complex that's Z in degree 0. Okay. So this is some closed category. So now let's say that our exact category with the equivalences, duality, and such is called conceptual if it is equipped with a if it is equipped with an action of this category on C respecting all instruction sites. That means equipped with a functor quantum chain complexes of Z cross C to C, which I will denote by tensor product, which defines a bi-exact. Well, here is an exact category, this is an exact category, so bi-exact makes sense. Weak equivalence and duality preserving being action here of the category of bounded chain complexes of free Z modules on the category C. So in particular, it means that a closed category, so I have the category acting on itself, and so an action means in particular that there's some where you can express, for instance, associativity of the action and such. That's what I mean. It's in some way just a way of compactly saying that this category has a cylinder object which is compatible with reality. What else can you mean? So, and our standard example is conceptual in the following way. So you always have a map, of course, from the constant sheaf to OX, and this induces a functor. And actually, it's a map of sheaves of rings, so that induces a map from a monoidal functor from bounded chain complexes of free Z modules to bounded chain complexes of vector bundles in X, and then just ordinary tensor product. Ordinary tensor product of chain complexes of vector bundles makes our example of bounded vector complexes, bounded chain complexes of vector bundles into a completion. Exact category reality. So then I want to introduce another piece of notation. This was one. And two. So again, as a sum of our, so one of our functors, then we say S satisfies localization is, well, so if, well, I give myself some exact category with weak equivalences and duality and W and identification, and I take the same category with a subset of weak equivalences in W and then I then standard to define a new category, namely the category of W acyclic objects, the subcategory, the full subcategory of those objects X such that the map from 0 to X is W weak equivalence. So, so I say S satisfies localization if S sends such a sequence to into a to a homotopy separation. S is one of the functors I've listed at the beginning. I mean, you can make a statement for any S that takes as input like categories of weak equivalences and maybe duality or something. So provided so we assume that all or three categories are completional. And next piece of notation. We say F is so invariant under derived equivalences if whenever I have a map of completion exact categories of weak equivalences and duality and the function S induces the map by an equivalence. And a variant of that is F satisfies or F is invariant under so you say F is the definition. F, you say F is invariant under derived equivalences if whenever I have a map of completional exact categories of equivalences, the induced map by F is equivalence. Oh, thanks. Such that. Thanks. Such that, well, inverting with equivalences, this is an equivalent. This implies that S is also an equivalence of spectra. And so there's a variant of that. Say F is invariant under, which I'm going to call Caroubianized derived equivalences if, well, sort of for any functor, but yeah, conficial with the property that we get an equivalence on the idempotent completions. So this means idempotent completion. And so Paul already talked about that. But that this is an equivalence after idempotent completion. Then we have that F and E is an equivalence of associated spectrum. And the reason to make all this abstract definitions is that, well, by the work of Thomason, we know that this implies properties for the corresponding functor. So Thomason's insight was so if you have a functor which if F satisfies localization and is invariant under derived equivalences, then you get lots and lots of applications, namely an F satisfies in nearest descent on smooth schemes, or regular schemes, so smooth schemes. We get that F has a Meyer-Vittorius property with respect to certain blow-up squares. Namely, we consider the blow-up of a scheme X along a sub-scheme which is regularly embedded in X. Then you can do the blow up of X and Y. Then applying a functor F to it yields a homotopy Cartesian square. So that's basically. And the third property you get calculations of, for of F applied to projective bundles too. Okay. Pardon? So again. In 2 and 3, no. In 1, so here, yes.
Okay, what is C in general?
C in general is just. C in this business is always going to be the exact category of weak equivalences and maybe duality.
Yeah, but you're actually
talking about C. So now, okay, yes, now. So then you take, so I said, well, so all the F's I talk about are defined in terms of these exact categories with weak equivalences.
Yeah, I know that. Okay.
So if you stick in an X, okay, so then you take C that.
What do you mean by
the nearest descent for a general category? No, did I say C? No. I say F satisfies localization and inverse under derived equivalence. That's defined in terms of just species. Okay. Nearest descent and all the other properties, they're defined in terms of schemes.
Yeah, but so you have C and D here. I don't know what they are.
Well, this is a general statement about conventionally exact categories of weak equivalences. That's the ideology.
Okay.
So in the example, you take C to be what's written here. Okay. Hey, you want to see what is the pre-sheaf spectrum?
You mean the pre-sheaf F goes to, I mean, X goes to F of perfect of F.
Yeah, I mean, so whenever you have an F here, you can define F of X is S of bounded train complexes of on vector bundles on X and weak equivalence is the product of resistance. And when S is emission K theory, what then you stick on it.
Pardon? I know what all these things are in the real world, but I want to know what you mean, you know, when you talk
okay.
about the key, then you talk about the globalization in this example.
Okay. So that's what I mean. And if you want to...
Not but C, you have C and D.
C and D. So you want to know how to prove that? Oh, if F is the first... Well, F is a functor. It's still, we think of, okay, so we think of F as a pre-shifted spectrum here, where the value at X is what that is.
But what's the choice of C and D?
Okay, so I have not explained how that applies that for the question.
You have a functor on the category of C, which has those magic properties, and you define the functor on C via that.
Maybe you can check it. No, of course not. But all the examples I'm going to talk about will have these properties, and so you can actually say more of a non-commutative result. But so this is a condensed way of saying what Thomason did in his Thomason-Tobel paper and subsequent papers. Okay, so I should say more.
Here's the question: is, you know what a localization sequence is from decades ago?
Okay.
What does it mean there?
What does it mean here? Well, I have defined. So this is in the context of general C's and D's. Okay.
That's just
well
known
localization. And.
Okay.
Okay. So I tried to condense lots and lots of things into a couple of lines. So if F satisfies, moreover, or is over invariant under Kolbianized derived equivalences, then F, okay, then the pre-sheaf X goes to F of bounded chain complexes, vector bundles on X with weak equivalences, quasi-morphisms. And in case you have a duality around, you stick that in here too. And this satisfies Nisnievich descent even on singular schemes. Okay, just got me out of the iPad. I mean, well, they follow from these things, and they use the description of the right category of sheaths on P. So I don't say that Thomason did this calculation for any public groups. I just say that once you have that, you get complicated calculations of that. Okay. And I give an example in a moment, maybe.
Marco?
Yeah?
On line 3 of that board, you say this is of what kind of schemes?
I said regular schemes.
Okay, and then the other one is all schemes.
There's all things.
But you mean Caribbeanized derived equivalents, not weak equivalents?
Yes. So I'm going to list a couple of functors now. So the following functor F satisfy localization in the sense I've defined here. So like it gives you harmonic vibration when you change weak equivalences. So, and of course, for KT, this is known by the work of Barthelsen. Then as an application, of course, you get immediately that this is also true for homotopy Kuffex points. So then, for the Grothendieck-Witt free spectrum as a, well, defined up, actually for the, say, the minus one connected cover, it also satisfies that, up to one little thing, which is this noise in pi naught, up to possible non-surjectivity on pi naught. And this works also when 2 is not invertible. So that's maybe the news here. So no assumption characteristic here. Then here, so if I stick in also the negative homotopy groups, which are Balmer's Witt groups, well then I'm in the world where I'm going to write it as 1/2 invertible in C, then this point also satisfies localization in this sense. Okay, and for Witt groups, L theory, this is so in the work of Ranitsky. And then 2 is invertible, it's also in the work of Barman. So. So now the following functors satisfy. Invariant under derived equivalences. And of course, K theory is due to Thomason. So then, we see, of course, you get it for homotopy Kuffex points. For the LTO spectrum, when 2 is invertible, then all the categories we look at is 2 core Balmer and Gordon Z groups. And 2 is invertible, so that's my work. And so here's the hypothesis to be invertible, and well, so if you drop this hypothesis, I believe that this is not true. However, I believe that there's a version of that where you define direct equivalence in a different way, but I can't prove it, but I believe that there should be a statement in some sense, but not under the, I mean, with the definition I gave up there. So what else I have? So let me mention 2 applications as examples. So the first relation I want to talk about is just, so someone asked the question about projective spaces, so I'm going to just write down a very simple example. So we want to calculate the width groups of 1 cross X, but in order to do that, well, I have to introduce more notation, so I'm going to write Grotius width spectrum of X, n as the Grotius width spectrum of the compressor exact category of leaky compressors, which is the bound chain complexity vector bundles on X, well, with usual leaky compressors quantum mechanisms, and duality is the one I defined before, the nth shifted duality, which is from Xi form into OX shifted by N. Okay, so that's what this N is here. And so, if you want to calculate that, so you have a canonical map on X with the same shift into here, which is just P upper star, where P is the projection onto X. And you have another one. Well, if you look at KT, you would look at the map at P upper star, and another factor of O minus 1 tensor at P upper star. And the thing is that this factor does not preserve the duality here, so you have to change the duality, and here you get an N minus 1. Okay. And with the properties of this, I mean, the proof is not difficult. It's not the projective bundle formula like in KT.
No, but
you
know, there are cases where you have long
integers. Yeah, no. Yeah.
There is no computation.
Okay, well, in terms of homotopy vibration, you have a computation. It's a homotopy fiber of a certain map. So you have the pieces for you, which you know basically. So these are pieces like GWXN or K theory. And then you can express this in general as a homotopy fiber of something. I mean, in this sense, it's maybe a couple. I didn't say what the calculations are.
Yeah.
And for width groups, we know what the calculations are or what they look like by the work of Charles Walter. But, that is an algorithm on the coherence of spectra. And so, if you want, you can a way of reformulating it is just if I take P1, like smash X plus, comma N, and well, here we're in the world of, like, let's say, sheaf of spectra on the, let's say, what's going on? Let's just mean, so, no. Let me just write it down. I mean, no, I'm not going to. I mean, if you want to make sense of that, maybe I should have. I mean, I should have at least the risky descent, and I want to have it also for smooth, smooth schemes, and I'm not going to write it down like that. I mean, you can write down the usual formula like you would expect in A1 homotopy theory, but you don't need to invert A1, and it also works for single schemes. But, and the second application of these properties is that we have a fundamental theorem, which is just, there's a homotopy vibration. So you have, and so I'm going to just drop the X. Let me add X here. Actually, you can make sense of the shifted duality here for any compressor exact category of weak equivalences. So it's a homogeneous vibration, nth shifted, got any width spectrum to K3 to nth of first shifted, got any width spectrum. And so this implies, so again, here this of course assumes two being invertible, because it is an application of the fact that, yeah, Hermitian K3 is invariant under dark equivalences and satisfies localization. Okay. So this is still connective K3, that's the Gottlieb width spectrum that I explained before. And this implies a version of Kolbe's fundamental theorem he lectured about a couple of weeks ago, which is like, if you assisted the, if you went to his talk, then it says like, loops based on U epsilon is somewhat equivalent to V minus epsilon, where U, well, K epsilon, oh no, GW epsilon is just, GW, you leave everything the same, but you change the, double dual identification by epsilon sigma, and U epsilon is just the homotopy fab of the forgetful functor. And V epsilon is the homotopy fiber of the hyperbolic functor. So, but the same, I mean, yes, thanks. And so the same holds when you replace the Gottlieb width spectrum by the homotopy orbit spectrum of K3. So same for the homotopy orbit spectrum.
The U and the V are now the GW orbit.
Yes, I mean, I forget what the indices are. They are now something you have to work it out as well. The U and V are now GWX with a certain n, plus or minus 1, which I've forgotten from this. So, in particular, we get maps from, so there's a multiple vibration, so we get a map GW n plus 1 to G, S1 mesh GW with twist N, which is sort of like the boundary map of this harmonic vibration, and which I denote by eta, because there's a relationship with the Hopf map from A1 homotopy theory. Mm-hmm. So, and same for homotopy orbit spaces. And then, so what you can do is, so you have a map. Okay, so but we have the hyperbolic functor from K3 to the Gaussian Vigor theory spectrum, and that factors through the homotopy orbit. And then so you have a map from the homotopy orbit spectrum to Hermitian K3, and so you have a map eta to S1 smash 8.02 going to S1 smash GW with a twist 1 here.
Minus 1.
Eta. And so you can continue doing the same thing as 2 smash k8 z mod 2 and minus 2 s square smash Hermitian k3 with twist minus 2. And so the fundamental theorem tells you that the Hermitian fiber here and here are k3. And actually can verify that the map here is an equivalence. So this is Hermitian Cartesian by the fundamental theorem. So this is Hermitian Cartesian. And so on. And so we get, so if you define the co-limit of these things, k8z1/2, so I, which means like I end up eta, then I get something new, whatever it is. So just dw, then dot eta. Well, then the following observation, which in the affine case and under different guides where dw is Hermitian's Max-Gruby's Hermitian K-theory, which has a different delooping, but except for that, the following observation is due to Williams, at least as far as I know, and Kobal. But of course, it extends now to schemes, or actually computational exact cases, duality, which is that, well, first of all, if you look at the co-limit, well, the first thing becomes more and more connected, higher and higher connected, and so the co-limit is triggered. So this means k, if you take it to the dv, this is zero. Here, this one, well, so here the Hermitian case spectrum I use here is not connected at all, and in negative degree it's just bit groups, and this map uses an isomorphism of negative degree. So actually negative degree you just have bit groups, but you impose four periodicity by doing that. So what you end up is just if you invert eta here, this is just the Vitelli spectrum. Okay. And moreover, well, you have the inclusion of the homotopy co-fixed points into this co-limit. So, and the same for Gaussian Dewitt groups. And you take a co-limit over things which are homotopy Cartesian, so this thing is homotopy Cartesian. And we just said that this is zero and this is the Vitelli spectrum. So, which means like we have a homotopy vibration like that. Okay. So, well, this is a consequence of the theorem I've stated up there. But now you can sort of like, well, okay. So, if you know Gaussian Hermitian K theory, then, well, you know, actually, you also know K theory sometimes. Because you can, I mean, very exactly, you can construct an exact kitty with duality, which, when you apply Hermitian K theory, you get K theory. And so that's why. So, whenever you know something about K theory in general, you know Hermitian K theory, you know something about K theory, but you also know something about Wittgenstein just by this procedure, inverting eta. And on the other hand, if you know something about these two, you know something about that. And but the problem is, none of these of them satisfy Meissner's descent or even Zariski descent for singular schemes. So because here I take connective K theory, here is some I mean it's not connective, but it's sort of the analog and Hermitian K theory of the connective K theory, and here this is this Zariski spectrum. And none of them satisfy Zariski descent, for instance, for singular schemes. But so there's a version which does that. So if f is one of our functors, then I'm going to define both phase f as a co-limit of a certain diagram. Where Fn C, this denotes S tensor N tensor C, in case C is a G category. And S is just the ordinary suspension ring of the integers, which is sort of like infinite matrices by finite matrices, over finite matrices. And, well, here, well, this is a quick way of defining the suspension, the algebraic suspension, and any computational exact category with weak equivalence is derived equivalent to such a guy here. So this actually gives you the general case. And then if you do the same thing, so okay, so K theory, so then the version, the stabilized version of Hermitian K-theory, the stabilized version of Witt groups, they all satisfy are invariant under Jacobianized derived equivalences. And so, for instance, let's maybe just sign for similar schemes for them. So this is what Jacobi calls stabilized Witt groups, or what Ranitzky calls ultimate lower algebras. And so you can write down a similar harmonic operation there. And so I want to write down this harmonic operation, make a couple of comments, and then we'll be done. So we have how much the Q-fix points of K3, Hermitian K3, and Witt groups. And then here's the stabilized version. So this is just non-connected Hermitian K3 and how much the orbit space. So this is the version of Hermitian K3, which, when you restrict to the fine schemes, is exactly what Jacobi uses. Here, this is the stabilized Witt groups. And so this thing here satisfies the homotopy invariant. So for a fine basis, this is the theorem of Jacobi, and for non-fine, you just get it by Zariski descent. And so we can use that to actually prove that this is also homotopy invariant. I mean, even on singular schemes. Similar here. Because you can control the obstruction here. And the obstruction for homotopy for invariance here is vanishes. Okay. And then last comment I want to make is that, well, okay, so this is an equivalence, of course, of negative KT vanishes. And if, it's always an isomorphism if you neglect two torsion. And this thing here actually satisfies CDH descent in characteristic zero. And which follows from the work of joint work with Coffinius, Christian Havemeyer, and Chuck Weibel. So this is again a situation where we have two functors here, which none of which satisfies the CDH descent, but the homotopy fiber or cofiber does. And so that is maybe something to be exploited. Okay, let me stop here. Yes, you can write it down. Cool. I mean, it's in the same. I mean, the techniques are exactly the same as, for instance, in your paper. Yes. I mean, there's nothing that changes. So I haven't done that. I mean, if you have something in mind you want to look at, maybe you have something interesting. He doesn't assume it's theoretic. So here, this is, of course, I mean, everything is based on the two properties, invariant under derived equivalences and localization properties. So here, I mean, always one half is invertible in all the categories I stick in. Okay. Ranitzky does not assume two invertible, but then, of course, you have the quadratic and the symmetric version. And Yeah, so the definition I fear would be the semantic version. But so I have localization, but not invariance under dynamic equivalences. And so so I don't know if a similar statement is true or not. If it's not available. Well, I don't think that you would have the fundamental theorem when two